Viter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Ayin Aleph. Picking up on Ayin Mabez, but about the page. About a Mishnah. Mazel for all those who finish the seventh parak. We now start the eighth parak. Masech Zvachim. Kol Zvachim, all karbanos. Shenis Avu b'chatos ha-mesos. They get mixed in with chatos ha-mesos. Chatos ha-mesos are five different cases of chatos that have to be left to die. Right? What are those examples? What are the cases? One is, let's say, the offspring of a female chatos. Got to be left to die. Or an animal that was muktas for tamura, it's got to be left to die. Or a chatas, the owner died before it was given, got to be left to die. Or a chatas, the owner got a kapar with another one when that one was missing, and then they found it, got to be left to die. Or a chatas, animal that was more than 1 year old, it's got to be left to die. So if you have a carbon that gets mixed up with those, obashor and iska, which also is a ox that killed, and now has to be stoned, if it gets mixed up with those, then afilu achas bribo, even if it's 1 in 10,000, Musukulam, all of them have to die. Rashi says, seems a little bit obvious because it's the minority. Why wouldn't we have thought that? Okay, now, what about if we have a case that got mixed up with something that's usser? They're disqualified to be brought as a carbon, but they're not usser bahana. Nisarva b'shorsha nevda ba'avera. Let's get mixed up with an animal that was used to do an avera. Oh, or peep, turn the page. Ayin alfamadav. Shemis is adam al pi eid echad. Or let's say the ox killed a person. There's only one eid that's over there. Al pi bailim, or according to the testimony of the owner. Birovea, an animal that sodomized somebody. If you're nearby, an animal that was sodomized by someone. The muksa that was set aside to be used for avodazar. Venevado, one that was worshipped with avodazar. Beestan, or got mixed up with the animal that was used in order to pay a zona. Umechir, or it got exchanged for a dog, right? An animal that was used to buy a dog. We're now to bring that as a carbon. Beep, turn the page. Ayin aleph amabez. Bikilayim. Let's get mixed up with a kilayim. It's the animal that was the mix of a goat and a sheep. Can't be brought as a carbon, even though both of them are species that are able to use as a carbon. Uba trefa. Let's get mixed up with the trefa. It is one of the things that it's going to die. Kayotzi dofen. Or it got mixed up by Yotzi Dofen, the animal that came out by a C-section. Yiru Achi Stav. In all these cases, what do? We let it graze until it gets a mum. V'yimachu, then you go and you sell it. V'yavi b'demeya yafe, mishabahen me'o simon. And then with the value of the most expensive of them, you should bring the same type of carbon. Next, Nesavu b'chulin tamimim. If let's say you have a good carbon, got mixed up with chulin, but the tamim, which means there's no mum on these animals. You sell it in order to go buy that particular min. Okay, kachim b'kachim min b'mino. Let's say you have a carbon that got mixed up with other carbonos of the same type of carbon. You have a chatas of one person got mixed up with the chatas of another person. The ola of two different people got mixed up. So we don't know for who you're giving this carbon. Zeh yikrav l'shem mishahu v'zeh yikrav l'shem mishahu. Each should be brought for the sake of whoever is the owner. You have in mind, say this is brought for the owner. Kachem b'kachem min b'sheinim, you know. But I'm a different kachem, but it's a different type. So it's the same type. Rashi says, ola b'shlamim. Shein ma'pen damim v'emurim shavet. You don't have the same type of procedure which is done. Yiru achi yistavu. You have to go and you have to let it graze until well, it gets a mum, v'yavi, and then, what do we got over here? V'yimachronigo, and you sell it, v'yavi, v'dmei ha'yafet shemen mimin zeh, u'b'dmei ha'yafet shemen mimin zeh. And you bring from the money for the most expensive of them, he's got to bring one of each type of carbon, v'yafset ha'mosa mi'beso, and he makes up the difference from his own money, right? And there's a little bit of loss, he adds to the pot. This arvu b'bechor b'maisa, let's get it mixed up with a bechor or with a maiser behema. Yirat shistav, we have to wait till they get a mum. V'yachlu k'bechor k'maisa, and then they can be eaten as a bechor or as maiser, like whatever chumras that apply to a bechor and maiser, they get a mum, apply over here as well. And the Mishnah ends up for kol yichol nesar. If any type of carbon get mixed up with another type, chutz min hachatos v'ashem, except for the chatos with an ashem, meaning any two different types of carbonos can be get mixed up with each other and understood what they are, except for the chatos and ashem, which are brought from different types of animals. Like we're gonna see in the Gemara, it says Rashi Chutzman Echatas Va'Asham Shemis Arvin Zebazel Fishini Karim Zebazel. You recognize exactly what they are. Can we first Gemara? The words explain 9a on what base? Okay. Frank the Gemara. Maya Fila, what does it mean that even if one gets mixed up with 10,000, they'll have to die? In that case, of course, all of them have to be left to die because there's 9,999 of them are supposed to be dying. So, of course, it goes to die. No, how come? It's me to say. Kol hazvachim shezav v'hem chatos ha-mesos. All karbanos that any of the chatos ha-mesos get mixed up with them, right? Which, yeah. Oh, sure, in this color, sure, that's got to be stone, got mixed up. Afila chabrivo, even if only one animal in 10,000 that are valid, yomusukul, and now all 10,000 have to die. That is a big statement right there. Tanina chadazimna, but we already learned this in the mission, tamura, kol asur, and lagabim zech, everything that's asur, for the zbech, osim b'chol shein. They're going to be asuring somebody to get mixed in, even with a little bit of a drop. Rashi is close. I'm sorry, man. The afila echabibim is 1 in 10,000. Haroveh vanirba, for example, an animal that was sodomized a person or that got sodomized. That can mix up with other ones. All of them become asur to be as karbanos. So what are you going to teach us this? I'm Rav Ashi. I'm Risa Lishmais. That came into Rav Shimi. He said in front of Rav Shimi, ve'atzrichan. And he showed that we need both Mishnayos. Dimi Hasam, if we just learned it out, that one asur animal gets mixed up in many from the Mishnah Tamura. Havimin hani milah gavar. I thought that's only talking about reduced for the base of Migdash. But lehedyo temelo. But if it's lehedyo, it's right. It's talking about permitted animals, right? It's for private use also. I would say maybe this chumrah doesn't apply. V'im ha'achin, if you learn just from them, then I would think, hava mina, hani hu de isra, no, ninu. I would have thought that it's these type of animals that the Mishnah is talking about over here because they're usher behana'a. Right? The usher animals in the first case of the Mishnah are usher even for private use. And so these animals are treated more chumristic. They never became batal. And so everything's left to die. Well, hani emalo, but those that are messing in tamura, which are not asabana, I'd say the chumrah doesn't apply. Tzrichi, that's why you have to bring down both mishnayos. Frank, think about what do you mean? Why do you need the mishnah in tamura at all? Delavi suranoninu hatanile. Those animals that are not asabana, we already learned in our mishnah. Also, in the second part of the mishnah, for the gemara mikatani, but our mishnah teach how many types of karbanos that are good, a usher animal can be mixed in and still cause other ones to be usher. Got a switcheroo here. Do we take this out? Yeah. Okay. So for the Gemara. No. You know what, friends? We're going to leave off of here because it's going to take us into the next stuff. Anyway, we'll stop over here. Try to figure out whether I read these words or not. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.